I'm going to speak more of a method of transformation using sound. Using sound as qualities to focus upon. One has as reference the so-called names of the universe, names of the divine. Divine names are found in all different traditions, and you can do searches on these. You can work with them as the names of God. The names will be shown. There are websites which work with them. You can go to the spirituallearning.com website, and on that there are names which are related and go across various different traditions. But I'll refer now primarily to the names of Allah. And when I speak of Allah, I'm not speaking of a concept, an external sense or idea or name for God. Rather, when I speak of Allah, and I prefer that term, that word, to using God, because the word itself is more functionally active and correct. As I prefer Allahu and then who to plain Allah. And you find that reconstruction, that repetition of those sounds of the positive, the negative, the unmanifest, the infinite in many different traditions. As an example, you have Ahun in the Christian tradition, the name in Aramaic for the Father or Father Mother being. You have Yahuwah in the tradition of Hebrew tradition. And while this has been bastardized to a name that isn't repeated or sounded, or Yehovah, it's actually Yahuwah, and this is functionally more correct. You have an Allah, that which is, that which is not, yes and no, positive and negative, form and formless. But each one of these things, form and formless, comes from that which is unmanifest, and they both return to that which is unmanifest, and that is the who, and on the breath becomes that who. And if you sound that sound, you move toward that, and it becomes of you, and you become of it, an expanding experience. And so in the recitation of that, when I give it as a practice, as part of it, it's to actually rest in that on several breaths. In the Arabic, in some Sufic work, in some Islamic work, people will repeat the phrase, which is that there is nothing that exists except that which exists. And then they focus on less and less of the phrase until finally they get to Allahu, and finally to who, and then it becomes on the breath, and then it's intoned on the inner feeling, and without the sound, the external sounds, and then the experience of it becomes more, the focus of this more, and one is transformed through this. And there are means where you can move your head and body in a certain manner, certain forms, and this enhances the process. The paying attention to the qualities of Allah, that which is not. and I speak of the divine names. The names of all things are divine. But here we point to the highest of the ideal, of that which creates and is created, and of which one is, the highest of oneself, which is also an aspect, and which is a forming of divinity, of the spirit, within breath, through breath into form and matter. And it, you have that continuity of yourself that extends through all the ages and can across all the planes and all the universe. This is within yourself. And even the forming of this as one is, so too is the remembering of this, the memory of it within yourself, within the soul, within the cells of the body, carried through the breath, continues through love. As you place your attention on one of the qualities of the higher being, what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to experience this, this particular quality within yourself. You're taking a little bit of the clothes of the closet and beginning to recognize that it's one of the things you can put on. You're focusing on one element of the greater being, the attitude, the attributes of yourself. And in the course of doing this, these come to the fore, these manifest, these actually become, they actuate, and they unfold through you, and you change naturally as a result of that. In guidance and assistance, one gives as correctives or balances or as nutrients or as medicines, the recitation of various phrases and names that will assist the individual in balancing their personality and going forth in the process of transformation. If you don't have that, then you can take a list of names and become familiar with them and see where your guidance and intuition that exists will lead you, and then repeat, recite on that, attune to that, harmonize with that, breathe that in and breathe yourself out to that. In many of these, there are walks, movements, turns, mudras, holding of hands and arms in certain manners that can facilitate the experiencing of these qualities. And all of these aid from a larger or grosser sense to a finer and more real sense in the aspects of transformation. This is part of each of the different traditions or paths or means of remembering, means of becoming again, means of experiencing oneself. You don't get caught in the forms and the methods so much as you use them appropriately to transform yourself toward the highest of what you can place, what you can perceive. And this becomes you, and you become of it. And the understanding of what these qualities are and the aspects, these give you the stepping stone not only toward that, but also the opportunity to experience the qualities within this life and then apply them. And so you'll find that naturally your behavior will change, your attitudes will change as a result of your experiencing your normal transformation of self to your higher octave of what you are. You don't have to do much from that standpoint. But then when you couple it with paying attention to the outer and the activities, paying attention to your attitudes, paying attention to your intentions of self-examination, and then you couple that with other practices which allow you to consciously lessen the effect of, poor thinking or not a harmonious thinking toward your goal or activities, and then what you're doing is you're acting both from the outer, the inner, and in the middle all at the same time, and then your effective transformation takes place much quicker, much quicker. An individual in front of you becomes a vehicle a guiding spirit, so to speak, that gives you a taste of the stepping stone toward the unmanifest. So you have as a stepping stone toward the infinite love, the universal love, the love of the individual, which you can feel is more concrete in experience. And if you can't feel that, then how are you going to feel that which is so much finer and not so readily seen? Becomes the stepping stone. So too with a guide or the prophet, the being who becomes that inspiration, that step in the ladder for you to actually get a taste, and through which you can get a taste of that universal toward which you point yourself. These are aspects of transformation. And then the use of names and sounds are qualities, the elements of this ideal that you become familiar with through recitation, through attunement, through meditation, through contemplation, and then you experience this more. And as you do, then you find that a new depth and realization and experience of what that quality is will unfold more. It continues on, and so as you do, and it unfolds within yourself, then you find that you grow toward that, and it grows and becomes more solid as part of your own daily life. You're no longer under the influence of society and social conditions and more limitation of mind and perception. Identification of yourself is so limited when you place yourself toward experiencing your own being to the highest that you can. This is part of transformation of oneself.